and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Spiraling relations between the United States and Ukraine after Friday's Oval Office diplomatic meltdown. A shouting match between President Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Ukraine's President Zelensky.
Sources tell me the Trump administration is now considering cutting off all ongoing shipments of military aid to Ukraine.
Two, one.
Nimmo back at the track. Goal!
Dahl on the track, Dahl at the wall. Goodbye! Home run!
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton! We're tied!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance. Today, the Cactus Crew take on the Texas Rangers.
Swing and a fly ball, right center field. It is up, it is gone! Off the top of the wall and out of here!
It is gone! Another home run, William Contreras.
3-2 pitch. Lined into another diving catch by Terang behind the bag at second.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's another gorgeous day for baseball in Arizona as the Brewers and Texas Rangers gear up for Cactus League action. Hi, everybody. Jeff Levering with you alongside is Lane Grindle, and our producer and engineer is Kent Sommerfeld. Brewers and Rangers locking horns for the first time this spring. Tobias Myers will make his Cactus League debut this afternoon against Rangers right-hander Kamar Rocker. We'll be back with today's starting lineups in just a moment on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewer Baseball on WRCE is brought to you by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Richland Electric, Meister Log and Lumber Company, The Shoebox, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Pratt Funeral Service, Pappas' Trading Post, Clary Memorial Funeral and Cremation Service, Community First Bank, A&W Restaurant, Benson Insurance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Bailey Paint, Julie Karen State Farm, Meyer Oil and LP, Sunshine and Giggles, and Cardinal CG.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different. Distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Wash, chill, repeat.
Big crowd still filing into American Family Fields of Phoenix. Let's get our starting lineups. Bring in Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you, Jeff. The starting lineups presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure, visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Texas Rangers 3-4-1 in Cactus League play. They lead off with their third baseman, Josh Smith. Batting second is the left fielder, Sam Haggerty. Evan Carter bats third. He's in center field. Cleanup batter is the catcher, Jonah Heim. Batting fifth in right field, Dustin Harris. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ezekiel Duran. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Nick Ahmed. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Justin Foscue. And batting ninth is the designated hitter, Alejandro Osuna. Again for the Rangers, Smith, Haggerty, Carter, Haim, Harris, Duran, Ahmed, Foscue, and Osuna. Brewers are 3-5 on the year. Jackson Churio leads off in left field. Christian Yelich is the designated hitter. He bats second. It's his Cactus League debut for 2025 here today. William Contreras bats third. He does the catching. Garrett Mitchell's the cleanup batter in center field. Batting fifth is Reese Hoskins. He's the first baseman. Batting sixth at second base, Bryce Terang. Joey Ortiz gets the start at shortstop. He bats seventh. Sal Frelick bats eighth. He's in right field. And batting ninth is the third baseman, Oliver Dunn. Again for the Brewers, Churio, Yelich, Contreras, Mitchell, Hoskins, Terang, Ortiz, Frelick, and Dunn. On the mound for the Brewers is right-hander Tobias Myers. What a year for him a season ago. He's making his Cactus League debut on the bump here this afternoon. It'll be Kumar Rocker, former first-round pick, on the mound for the Rangers. Our umpire lineup is presented by Cannon and Dumphy. Since 1985, they've been leading the way, recovering over $1 billion for clients for fairness on the field and justice off of it. Trust Cannon and Dumphy. Our umpires today, the crew chief Alex Tosi, along with Emil Jimenez and John Bacon, all on the bases. Home plate umpire is Louis Krupa. More of the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We'll have the first pitch when we return after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. Countertops are the center of the home with stylish options for every lifestyle and durability that will last for years to come. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with custom craft countertops from Menards. Visit our kitchen showrooms in store or go on Menards.com and get a free design estimate today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for many other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Sitco Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Sitco's money-saving Club Sitco app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's Famous Sausage, Usinger's in Baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Markets, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance's Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association.
And as we wrap up the On Deck Show, built by Menards here from American Family Fields of Phoenix, it's time for the injury report presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference, and how about a positive one? Christian Yelich in the lineup today missed the second half of the season essentially last year after playing 73 games for the Brewers. He was having that all-star season and makes his Cactus League debut here this afternoon. Also, Drive Around the League, it's presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. White Sox at Seattle, Giants at the Dodgers. You've got the A's in Tempe taking on the Angels, along with a very big schedule in the Cactus League here on this Saturday afternoon. With the play-by-play, here's Jeff Levering.
Thank you so much, Lane. And a reminder that this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. May not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the expressed written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That message also brought to you by the Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at boucher.com. Tobias Myers getting ready to work. Had a bout with the flu, which pushed him back just a couple of days in his spring training readiness. So he will make his debut today. An inning. That's what they're hoping for. 9-6 in his rookie year last year, and even 3 ERA over the course of 27 games, 25 of those starts. As he faces Josh Smith, left-handed batter, and the pitch from Myers is a strike, and off we go. First pitch of Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Carbless, premium cocktails in a can. Enjoy every pitch at American Family Field, and find Carbless right here inside the stadium. Carbless, this is more. Smith fouls the one strike pitch away. Quick 0-2 on Josh Smith. Sam Haggerty to follow, and then Evan Carter. Myers back to his strike-throwing days. 0-2 pitch is low with a changeup, and it's a one ball and two strike count. Myers entrenched himself in that rotation, became a real stopper for the Brewers last year. 1-2 coming back. Just missed slightly. Maybe a hair low. Two balls and two strikes on Smith. Can't ever forget what he did in game three of the wild card round against the Mets. Really got the Brewers off to a good start. Five scoreless innings in that game in his playoff debut. Liner off of Myers. It trickles to third. Dunn has it. Throws to first. And it's not in time. It'll go 1-5-3. That would have been the putout. Instead, it's a base hit. And Josh Smith is aboard. It hit Tobias Myers right in the glove and then deflected to Oliver Dunn, the third baseman. Here's Sam Haggerty. Switch hitter batting from the left side of the plate. A lot of lefties in the lineup today against Myers. And the first one is a breaking ball called low. One ball and no strikes on Haggerty. Only three traditional right-handed batters for Bruce Bochy's Texas Rangers. A year ago in 78 and 84, year after winning the World Series for the first time in franchise history. Haggerty takes up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Rangers dealt with a ton of injuries last year. Now, everybody dealt with a lot of injuries, but the Rangers felt like they were in a class all by themselves. 2-0. Fly ball, center field. A couple of steps back for Garrett Mitchell. Makes the catch. Out number one for Evan Carter. First inning brought to you by Quick Trip. Delicious appetizers to hearty meals. Foods here at Quick Trip. Proud partner of Milwaukee Brewers Baseball. Evan Carter, 143 with his batting average in the early part of spring training. Lead from Smith at first. Carter takes high for ball one. Big, tall, left-handed batter burst onto the scene in the playoffs in 2023. Hit 300 in the postseason that year. Different story for him in 2024, his sophomore campaign. Carter takes a strike, and it's 1-1. Carter, former second-round pick in 2020 out of high school. Still just 22 years old. 1-1 coming. Hit foul down the left field line. A ball and two strikes. Uh-oh, Lane. Did you park in a bad spot?
When they said Chevy, I got a little nervous because, I'm not driving one of those. I'm driving a Hyundai. drive a Chevy back home.
1-2 pitch. Runner takes off. Swing and a miss. Throw to second base. And the tag is in time. Strike him out. Throw him out. Double play. Ends the top of the first inning. We'll go look for Lane's car. When we come back at the bottom of the first, Brewers coming up with Churio, Yelich, and Contreras. No score on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Baseball on the Radio is a tradition we're very happy to continue. Catch the Brewers all season long on WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
Napa Know-How.
Don't miss the annual filter and tool sale at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel now through March 15th. Bring your filter list and save big on Napa Gold filters, the best price of the year. Hydraulic oil, grease, and many unadvertised specials are also on sale. Hurry in, the filter tool and sale ends March 15th at Napa Richland Center in Boscobel.
Napa Know-How.
Here's the mall.
Tobias Myers picked up an ortho ASAP strikeout to end the last half inning. Part of the strike about throw him out double play. Jackson Churio leads it off against Kamar Rocker. Made his big league debut last year. First round pick two times over, and there's a shot down the right field line, a fair ball. Churio around first. He's headed for second. Stumbled a bit, but no big deal as he pulls into second base. Leadoff double. $75 for the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend the Silver Lining. And if you go back to yesterday's game against the San Francisco Giants, the Brewers have now had the leadoff man on base with a hit in the last six innings. They only scored two runs in yesterday's game, but had the leadoff man on in six of the nine innings.
My vast baseball experience would tell me that's usually a pretty good recipe.
Yeah. It was not yesterday, however. Here's Christian Yelich, his spring training debut. First pitch to him is a strike. Spring training for everybody. It's good to get the guys on base. They had as many hits as the Giants did, but lost by seven. Giants hit four homers. Brewers hit just one. It was a solo shot. Yelich waits on Rocker. And that's lined foul third base side. 91-mile-an-hour fastball from Kamar Rocker.
Scottsdale Stadium rocking yesterday.
There was almost 10,000 people at the ballpark. It's a good day. Good day today having Yelich back in the lineup. His first action in live games since July of last year. 0-2. Fisted foul. That was 96 under his hands. Got to feel good for him to be back out there on the field and competing again. Said he had a normal offseason after the back surgery that he had. Oh, and two with Churio at second. The pitch, breaking ball off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes on Christian Yelich. Had to be a great feeling to get back to work for Christian Yelich and be pain-free. Been dealing with that back injury for a long time. Contreras on deck. Rocker throws, and a fly ball fouled in the left field line. Sat back on that curveball. Slight breeze blowing from right to left, foul pole to foul pole. Another sun splash day in Arizona. Rocker's pitch. down and in with a heater at 97.
You just have to think, Jeff, with the back issues that Yelly had, probably always a little bit in the back of your mind, right? And now you feel like you've found the solution to that.
2-2 on Yelich. Waits on Rocker's pitch. Here it comes. Down and in again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anytime you've got something that nags you in terms of an injury, you always feel like it's going to be there. And you almost try and protect against it. Getting it taken care of with the procedure feels back almost to 100%. 3-2, a swing and a foul held onto by Heim. And Yelich strikes out. Cutter down and in, and Yelich over the top. First strikeout for Rocker. Runner still at second base for William Contreras. Brewers baseball brought to you by Miller Lite, original light beer. Great taste, only 96 calories. It's Miller time. First one to William. It's down and away. 1 ball, no strikes, 97-mile-an-hour fastball. So fun watching Contreras hit, and he's this way in the regular season, too. But you can tell by the way he sets up in the batter's box what his plan is. So right now, it feels like he's in attack mode. Big leg kick in the pitch. It's down and away. 2 balls and no strikes. There'll be times where he'll be more casual and upright. That's when he's thinking about going to right field. It looks like he is sitting dead red for something. 2-0. Taking all the way and took a wide strike. And if the ABS system were in place in American Family Fields of Phoenix, Contreras may have used one right there. 2-1 on William. Big curveball inside. 3 balls and a strike. Garrett Mitchell is on deck. Jacob Mizorowski playing catch in the Brewers' bullpen. It was a good, effective inning from Tobias Myers in the top of the first. 3-1. Swing and a miss. He was looking for something in. His front foot was going towards the shortstop position. Hips opened up. 3 balls, 2 strikes on William Contreras. And the payoff. Line drive, base hit right center. Churio will score. Throw is cut off. It's 1-0 Brewers on an RBI hit by William Contreras. That's that patented opposite field swing from Contreras with 2 strikes. And that whole at bat, it felt like he had the approach of the first two are for me, the rest are for you. 2 strikes, I'm going to get what I can get. And then once I get to 2 strikes, I'm going to battle. Garrett Mitchell's at the plate. Hitting a cool 300 with a home run in the spring. And the pitch to him is a swing and a miss at a curveball. 0-1. Mitchell's a cleanup hitter today. Clean up any home damage with loyal family. South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. Moderate lead at first for Contreras, the 0-1. Bouncer foul outside of first. 2 strikes on Garrett Mitchell.
Contreras' ability to go the other way with the baseball, he makes it look so simple and so easy. It feels like he can do it on demand, like he's pressing buttons on a video game controller or something along those lines.
It's a thing of beauty. Kids that are listening or watching Brewers baseball, watch his approach, especially with 2 strikes. Thinking middle away. Get a lot of hits. Get yourself to the big leagues that way. 2-strike pitch. It is outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. And in an era where a lot of people do not shorten up their swings with 2 strikes, Contreras is not in that camp. 1-2 on Garrett Mitchell. Delivery. Hit foul. Got in on his hands with a fastball at 96. Rhys Hoskins is on deck. Blankets and towels are out on the berm. great day to be at the ballpark. Another 1-2 to Garrett Mitchell. Long look from Rocker. The pitch home. Down and away with a curveball. Two balls and two strikes. Rocker, a first-round pick in consecutive drafts. Picked by the Mets. Didn't sign. Picked the very next year by the Rangers. Number 3 overall. 2-2 is up and in. 3 balls and 2 strikes. It's just a very fluid motion from Kamar Rocker. Burst onto the scene in the College World Series a few years ago at Vanderbilt. He and Jack Leiter, also in the Rangers organization, teammates. Co-aces on that team. 3-2. Down and in. Ball 4. So first and second, with one out for Reese Hoskins. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin walk. Ortho ASAP walk right in. There is a difference. And Mike Maddox, pitching coach, on his way out to chat with Kamar Rocker. That pitch count starting to elevate. Trips to the Mound brought to you by Potawatomi Sportsbook. Potawatomi Sportsbook, dozens of sports betting kiosks, a massive video wall, seating for over 200. Full food menu and bar, VIP seating, and so much more. It's a sports betting paradise. Bet above the rest. Skylar Hales is playing catch. Lane, did you confirm? Was that a two hands on the shoulder or one hand on the shoulder meeting from Mike Maddox?
One hand on Rocker's shoulder, one hand on Himes' shoulder.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know that I'd seen that move from Mike Maddox before.
Yeah, usually he'll go two hands on the pitcher's shoulders.
Kind of face up.
Yep. Other times just on one shoulder. Pitch to Hoskins is a strike, and it's 0-1 on Reese. I haven't seen him incorporate the catcher in one of those.
Yeah, I had not seen that before. Sometimes he goes one hand and then the other hand kind of over his mouth as he talks to him.
0-1 to Hoskins. Line to left, a base hit. Contreras is held at third as the ball got to the left fielder Haggerty so fast. Reese Hoskins lines a single, and the bases are loaded for Bryce Terang. I tell you, we're seeing some really good swings from the Brewers in this inning against Kamar Rocker. That was a loud hit from Reese Hoskins. Bryce Terang at the plate. Got his first hit of the spring a couple of days ago. First offering from Rocker. Curveball, strike. Throw behind the runner is in time, and they backpick Contreras. Heim catching Contreras napping over there at third base. Josh Smith snuck over towards the bag, and it was a perfect throw from Heim. And an open throwing lane with a left-handed batter there, too. So two outs and two on now for Bryce Terang. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. That was a cutter from Rocker. Rocker at the belt. And his pitch, a fly ball into center. Backing up Evan Carter, he's still drifting out of the warning track, over the wall and gone. Ooh, they're going to say it was not a home run, excuse me. Bryce Terang ends up at third base on a two-run triple. That looked like it was over the wall and that yellow line, and then came back into the field of play instead. The first base umpire went out and said no, it was in play, and now all of the umpires are going to get together, and I believe they're going to overturn this call. Again, it was the first base umpire that made the decision, but I got to believe one of the other umpires saw something different.
It certainly looked from our vantage point that it got over the yellow line.
And they will circle the wagons. Bryce Terang is going to finish up his trot. It ends up being a 3-run home run, and the Brewers jump out in front by a score of 4-0. I mean, our vantage point from up here is pretty good. I thought that one was gone, and I'm glad that I was reading the room right in terms of what the umpires were signaling, but they got together, and they signal home run. We've got a pitching change for Texas. We'll tell you about the new pitcher after the U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen by the Texas Rangers. When the game's on, turn your notifications off with us mode. U.S. Cellular built for us. Back in a moment to Phoenix on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brewers fans, with us mode from U.S. Cellular, you can keep your eye on the ball, not on your screen. Whether you're inside the stadium, tailgating in the lots, or listening to the game at home, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and fellow Brewers fans. That means at game time, you should do less scrolling and more cheering. So eliminate distractions and build connections by setting your phone to us mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health. Doctor-led, specializing in you.
Spring training is finally here, even if it may not feel like it.
The good news is you can listen to the play-by-play while you warm up with a George Webb Premium Third Pound Burger. Choose from the Ultimate Super George, the Mushroom Swiss, the Wisconsin Egg Burger, and more. All served up hot and fresh on a butter bun with a big stack of skin-on potato wedges.
At least opening day is right around the corner. For now, a George Webb Premium Burger will help get you through the long, cold spring. George Webb, their kitchen's always cooking. For locations, visit georgewebb.com.
Rangers pitcher is right-hander Skyler Hales, and he's facing Joey Ortiz, with the Brewers scoring four times in this first inning. Hales throws to Ortiz, and this one popped up first base side and foul as it hits off the warning track and ends up in the Brewers dugout. It's a ball and two strikes on Joey Ortiz. Bryce Terang with a three-run homer just over the yellow line in center field. Every home run the Brewers hit, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. Making a difference to fight hunger in our community, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 1-2 to Ortiz. Skips in the dirt and back to the backstop. Two balls and two strikes. Well, the umpires got together without the assist of replay down in the spring. They were able to get it right. Two and two on Ortiz. Here it is. Skips low in the dirt again. This time Heim got a glove on it. Three balls, two strikes, and two outs. Four runs in this bottom half of the first inning for the Brewers. And Tobias Myers is in the bullpen for the Brewers, finishing up his pitch allotment. 3-2 foul back into the net. Stays at 3-2. Had a very quick first inning. Very limited number of pitches, and because of that, finishing up his outing in the bullpen. Time called by Ortiz. Digs back in. Ortiz making the start at shortstop today. 3-2. In tight, and he walked him. Another ortho ASAP walk, and the eighth man to hit in the inning will be Sal Frelick. Today's lineup looks like it could be an opening day lineup, the way that it's been constructed by Pat Murphy.
Definitely personnel-wise, good chance this is what it looks like.
First one to Sal, misses high, one ball and no strikes. One-oh pitch is up and out. Two balls, no strikes from Hales. Second pitcher being used by Texas in this first inning. Rocker taken out after getting just two outs. The one out that he got was a Yelich strikeout. Contreras was backpicked at third base for the second out. 2-0, Frelick takes a strike. And it's 2-1. And Breeze is now whistling out towards center field. Cross Breeze to begin the game, and now blown straight out. 2-1. Swing and a miss by Frelick. 2-2. Great crowd forming at American Family Fields of Phoenix today. Toss to first, and back with a dive is Ortiz. Later spring break for schools in southeastern Wisconsin. Maybe some bigger crowds towards the end of camp. Here's the pitch to Frelick, a bouncer to second base. Two hops to Duran. He throws out Frelick by a step, and the inning ends. Brewers get four runs on four hits and strand one. We head to the second inning. Brewers 4, Rangers nothing. On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
How do you replace a legend? Well, the short answer is you don't. A legend comes along once in a lifetime, if you're lucky. At Usinger's, we feel fortunate to have been part of Bob Uecker's life for the last 30 years. Uecker wasn't much of a hitter, just 200 lifetime. But man, could he pitch. Sausage, that is, not baseballs. He was so good, he earned a spot in the Wisconsin Meat Industry Hall of Fame for pitching Usinger's products. Summer just won't be the same without you, buddy. Thank you, Mr. Baseball. You are the GOAT.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
American Family Insurance is a lot like Captain America. He protects the world.
It's just doing my job.
And we help protect your dreams with amazing auto and home coverage. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com. And see Marvel Studios' Captain America Brave New World.
Suit up. We need to move.
In theaters February 14th. This film is not yet rated.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The sound of baseball. Statewide.
It is up. It is gone.
This is the Brewers Radio Network.
Jacob Mizorowski comes in for the Brewers in this second inning, his second appearance of the spring. Pitched against Cleveland at Goodyear earlier in the week. Went one inning, had three walks, gave up a couple of runs. Here's the first pitch of his outing today, 98 miles an hour, but missed down and in on Jonah Heim. So Mizorowski in that lightning arm, just trying to harness it. Heim, the cleanup hitter for the Texas Rangers, and he swings and misses at a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. One ball and one strike. Dustin Harris is on deck, and then Ezekiel Duran. 4-5-6 for Texas. 1-1 pitch. Hit down the left field line. That'll be foul. And onto the berm. At home run distance, hits off of the walkway and one hop off the back wall. 99 miles an hour on that fastball from Mizorowski. It's been nothing but heaters so far to Heim. Bullpen moving for Texas after Hales got out of that first inning for the Rangers. 1-2 pitch. Line drive, left field, base hit, 99 miles an hour, and that's a plate coverage from Jonah Heim. Leadoff single in this second inning. Guys at the big league level will hit pitches like that from Jacob Mizorowski. Gerson Garabito is the right-hander getting loose for Texas. Just finding the right stuff for Jacob Mizorowski. It's there, but the command needs improvement. Still a young kid. Here's the pitch to Harris that misses inside with a breaking ball. One ball and no strikes. Harris hitting 182 in spring. The Texas Rangers team that expects to be better this year than they were last year. Health, a big part of it. 1-0 pitch. Fly ball, deep right. Wow. All over that fastball at 97, and he hits it onto the walkway for a two-run homer. Wow. Dustin Harris launches a two-run homer. Harris, who made his major league debut a year ago, originally an 11th-round pick of the Oakland A's, just obliterated that pitch. It was 2-for-6 last year at the big league level. One of those hits was a home run. That ball was clobbered. So the Rangers cut their deficit in half with one swing. And now it's Ezekiel Duran, and he fouls one away. 0-1 the count. I think we figured out who's Chevy Malibu was parked incorrectly, but now we've got a Toyota Highlander that's having an issue in the parking lot. 0-1 to Duran is fouled back. You're not driving a Highlander, are you?
No, I just went out and moved.
Oh, good.
My it's a Malibu. I was going to say Chevy Cavalier. I don't think they make those anymore.
Heck of an automobile, though.
1982 anymore. Those things could run forever.
0-2 pitch. Up and in and back off the backstop. That'll get your attention. Well, I'm glad you moved my Malibu, which is in trouble. But the Highlander, I think that's Maurer's car.
Yeah, musical cars we're playing in the booth right now.
1-2 on Duran. Mizorowski throws to the plate and a swing and a miss. He struck him out. First strikeout for Mizorowski, ortho ASAP strikeout. And now it's Nick Ahmed. Ahmed, big league veteran, longtime Arizona Diamondback, last year at the Giants and Dodgers, now with the Texas Rangers. And time is called as Mizorowski is ready to pitch, and Ahmed was not engaged at home plate with Mizorowski. So Mizorowski from the first base side of the rubber throws home, and he's got strike one, 98-mile-an-hour fastball. Pine River is a fixture at summertime get-togethers, and they've been making Wisconsin's finest cheese spreads for over 50 years. 0-1 to Nick Ahmed with one out, two runs in. Ahmed, ground ball to short. Ortiz gets it on the third hop and throws to first. Two away for Justin Foscue. You can look for Pine River cheese spreads at fine stores where you also find Usinger's, America's finest sausage, and plenty of Cedar Crest ice cream, Wisconsin's premium ice cream. Justin Foscue, today's first baseman for Texas. First one is fouled away into the on-deck circle where Alejandro Osuna grabbed it with one hand. One strike on Foscue. Big home run by Dustin Harris to drive in two runs in this inning against Mizorowski. Pitch is a ball down and in. One ball, one strike. Top pitching prospect in the Brewers organization. One on the way. Grounded to third. Dunn stays down and throws a dart to first to get Foscue and end the inning. Rangers cut the lead in half with a two-run homer by Harris. It's 4-2 as we go to the bottom of the second inning on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is brewed with great taste and only great taste.
The Miller Brewing Company would like to issue a correction. Miller Lite is brewed to be less filling.
What are you doing here?
Miller Lite tastes great.
Look, I'm just reading the script. It says less filling.
That's not what my script says.
Well, mine says...
We'd like to apologize for the previous announcers. Miller Lite is in fact less filling and tastes great. Time to shine, legal guy.
Celebrate responsibly. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Beer, 96 calories and 3.2 grams carbs per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
When you choose Blue Moon, everything becomes brighter. Every sip of their Belgian-style wheat ale is crafted with Valencia orange peel and coriander. Plus, try the new Blue Moon Light and Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic. Blue Moon Light is a wheat beer brewed with real tangerine peel for exceptional taste at only 95 calories. And Blue Moon Non-Alcoholic is everything you love about Blue Moon without the alcohol. Check your local stores for Blue Moon. Made brighter. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Blue Moon Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The chips that you like are not on sale this week, so we're going to have to skip those. Sorry, bud.
Aww.
Hi, we're the Woodmans.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil.
At Woodmans, you don't need a flyer to find hot, hot deals.
With our everyday low prices and huge selection, you can find anything you're looking for.
And still save big time on your whole grocery bill.
So I can get the groceries I want and save money? Looks like your chips are back on the list.
Yes. Thanks, guys.
It's Woodman's.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails.
Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten.
At the ballpark or your local grocery store. Carbless.
List is more.
More.
Bottom of the second inning, and in spring training fashion, we have a re-entry from Kamar Rocker. He's back on the mound, didn't get out of the first, but he'll start the second inning with a strike on Oliver Dunn. 4-2 Brewers, they lead Texas in the second. Dunn takes high, one ball and one strike. Bullpen is moving for Texas in case Rocker runs into any more problems in this second inning. 9-1-2 coming up for the Brewers. 1-1 pitch is a strike at the knees. Went off speed. It's 1-2. Dunn, Churio, and Yelich. Three-run homer by Terang in the first, as well as an RBI single by William Contreras. 1-2 pitch. Dunn hits one towards right center. A couple of steps back is Evan Carter. Makes the catch 20 feet in front of the warning track. One up and one down in the second for Jackson Churio. Opening day is less than a month away. Brewers baseball coming back to Milwaukee should be a national holiday. The home openers for each team, or season opener, if you will. So make sure you are in Milwaukee for the home opener against the Kansas City Royals. Tickets are on sale. Pitch to Jackson Churio is up and in for ball one. Get those coveted seats for all the opening day action, like special events, plenty of tributes. Make sure you get your tickets at brewers.com/opening day. Pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes. There are some in the sports community that say that March is the best month of the year. Some. I'm saying not all. Hot topic. That one is inside. Three balls and no strikes. Because you've got college basketball, March Madness, that's great. Baseball season is on the horizon. NBA's going on. Hockey's going on. 3-0 is right down the middle. It's 3-1. I would contend, and I love March. March is great. Spring is on the rise. It's getting warmer. That's a good thing. 3-1 pitch to Churio. Hit foul. It's 3-2. And I love opening day, but I will say that the month of October for me is the best month of the year.
Yeah, I'll give you September or October, really, for me. I would put above.
3-2 pitch. Lined foul, and we'll do it again.
September, you have the start of football, but you have all of those races in Major League Baseball coming down to the wire and so much meaningful baseball being played. Of course, October, you have postseason baseball and even more meaningful college football games because you're getting into conference schedules at that point, too. So I think I probably would go with you in October.
Good minds think alike. 3-2 is outside, and Churio draws a one-out walk. So he's on base for a second time. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin a walk, and that's going to get a walk from Bruce Bochy out to the mound and take the baseball from Kamar Rocker for a second time in as many innings. So a couple extra pitches for Rocker. U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made. U.S. Cellular proud to support the Brew Crew. When the game's on, don't miss your chance to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers. There's plenty of them. U.S. Cellular built for us. Pitching change in Phoenix. Brewers up 4-2 on the Brewers Radio Network.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Nursing students often endure long wait lists, but Concordia University Wisconsin assures entry into their nursing program upon acceptance. Broad exposure prepares CUW students for diverse nursing specialties with hands-on clinical experience in hospitals and other healthcare settings, leading to high job placement rates for graduates. CUW provides a faith-based education with a focus on holistic care. Graduates are prepared to address patients' physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. Your journey awaits at cuw.edu/bucks.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Citgo's money-saving Club Citgo app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
New pitcher for the Texas Rangers is Gerson Garabito. And Christian Yelich is coming up. Struck out in his first at-bat against Kumar Rocker. Second AB for him in as many innings. He's today's DH, and Garabito throws down and in for ball one. Yelich last year, when he was healthy, he was nails. Back to his not MVP numbers, but very, very productive for really the last 2 years, Christian Yelich. The 1-0 is high for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Yelich ended the season 73 games, hit 315, 11 homers, 42 driven in, and even stole 21 bases. 2-0 to him. Swing and a miss. And it's a two-ball, one-strike count. Any version of the last 2 years that you get from Christian Yelich, and even in the 22 season where he was healthy, going to benefit this club and then some. Throw to first, and you got Jackson Chourio back with a head-first dive. Two balls and a strike. And you wonder how much that back was really affecting him for not just last year, but years prior. The 2-1, Chourio starts and stops a swing and a miss, and Heim thought about throwing, but realized it was just a bluff. Two balls and two strikes. Yelich in the number two spot. Again, the way that this lineup is constructed today with the pieces for Pat Murphy, this could be the opening day lineup in New York. A 2-2. Yelich takes a called third strike with a curveball over the outside corner. Two away, and now it's William Contreras, an RBI single back in the first inning. Good combination of right-left, right-left. Brewers have their choice of left-handed hitters. They're going to be really good against right-handed pitching this year. And Contreras hits one deep to right. Going to die at the warning track, though. Right in front of it, catch is made as the wind shifted. It's that cross breeze again and knocked that ball down. That ends the inning. No runs, a man left. We go to the third inning in Maryvale. 4-2 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long.
Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Bailey Payton Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
And shade out the peeping Toms. Visit zbar.com for the location near you.
Brewers teamed up with the Milwaukee Admirals again to offer a hockey night ticket package, including one Brewers ticket for April 3rd, one Admirals ticket for March 15th, and a hockey-style hooded sweatshirt. Get tickets at brewers.com/themenights. Jacob Mizorowski's out there for a second inning of work. The Brewers have a 4-2 lead, and back on the mic, here's Lane.
All right, thank you very much, Jeff. Alejandro Osuna will lead things off for the Rangers. Osuna, the designated hitter this afternoon for Texas, split his time last year between Double A and High A. Mizorowski's first pitch is through there at 97 miles per hour for a strike, and it's 0-1. In Double A, hit 306, 9 home runs, 32 driven in, hit 18 home runs for the entirety of his minor league season for Osuna. Takes outside at 97, and it's even at 1-1. Was in the Arizona Fall League as well. Mizorowski brings home the pitch. And the breaking ball is hit back up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Just a ground ball off the bat of Osuna. And it found its way through. Wasn't hit overly hard, but hard enough. And the leadoff man aboard for the Rangers here as it turns over to the top of the lineup now, and Josh Smith. Base hit for Smith back in the first inning. He was then caught stealing on a strike him out, throw him out, double play to end the first inning with Tobias Myers on the mound for the Crew. He got the start in this game. First pitch to Smith is a slider at the very bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Lead from first for Osuna. The pitch. Fastball missed outside. It's 1-1. Pretty much sitting in that 97-98 range for Mizorowski so far in this outing. One one to Smith, and that missed outside. 2-1 the count. This is always going to be the thing for Mizorowski. The Brewers will keep a close eye on it. It's about command. The stuff is there and then some. No questions there. This is some of the best stuff in terms of prospects in all of baseball right now. 2-1, swung on and fouled straight back. It's 2-2. Got a fastball that time, a little bit up in the zone, and Smith went after it. If Mizorowski can increase what those in the game would call the pitchability, he could be really dangerous. 2-2, off speed. Bounced on the ground to third. Done for one. Flips to Ortiz covering at second. And Ortiz relay to first. Is there on a hop in time to Hoskins. And it goes 5-6-3 on that double play turned by the Crew. So a little defense behind Mizorowski. Got the ground ball he was looking for. And now two out, nobody on. For Sam Haggerty. Not your most traditional looking double play when it goes 5-6-3. In fact, there was even a little pause from Dunn to wait and see who was going to take the bag there as Ortiz was making his way and Terang was in the neighborhood also. First pitch to Haggerty is a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Well, while you're crossing the state line or just going cross town, Club Citgo can save you money on every fill up along the way, like 3 cents off every gallon every day. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. A one pitch, and he missed a little bit low. One ball and one strike the count. Haggerty flied to center back in the first. That wind is just roaring out towards left center, kind of a crosswind, if you will. 1-0 pitch, missed up and in with a fastball at 98. It sent Haggerty spinning and out of the box. Two and one the count now. A little less sunshine right now than what we're used to down here. We've had a perfect start to spring training. And when I say a little less, I mean a little less. 2-1 is up and away. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Pretty hard to complain about this.
To your credit, it just feels dusty the last few days. It's not cloudy, just dusty.
There's a few scattered clouds, but nothing of significance.